All right, soup was good.
Soup was a lot. It was a lot of soup that day.
To be had. A lot of soup to be had. So the Stan and Shen show had the privilege, honor, and fortitude to taste 30 out of 32.
By the end, I slightly regretted being a judge. I just want to be totally and completely honest with everybody. It is not an easy feat. And I was, part of me was a little, at first I was upset we didn't get the other two, but then I was kind of also thankful because by the end I was done. I think you saw that. Like, as we got towards the end, it was really just like, and that's, like, we still judged all the way. Like, we still tried every single one. We had, you know, we some of them we still ate fully all the way up until the end. Like, we ate the whole sample. And we were still very much, like, talking through everything. It was just, like, towards the end, you're full. It doesn't matter how much walking you did that day. You're still full.
Okay. I would very much like to go on the record and state that before this, I kept on reminding you that it was 90 ounces or 96 ounces of soup we'd be partaking.
Well, I told you four soup cans. I knew what we were getting into. It's just like when you actually start doing it, then you're like, wow.
Four soup cans plus add the additional water. You forget.
Yeah, we did have that water in between. So, we needed to.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
But it was wonderful. It was one of the most joyous experiences I have had as a single reporter out on assignment and things like that. But I think this – I think everything we do is number one, and then like we have to really like think and like how do you move it down because we've had so much fun together. But this is right up there.
Oh, no. This is a lot. It was a lot of fun. Like it – I feel bad because we did – cut a lot of people in line, but like that's like the one perk of being a judge. Sorry, everybody. So you know, it was a lot of like, sorry, we're judges, we got to taste the samples. Sorry. I felt like I said a lot of sorry that day.
So I want to explain
a lot of soup and a lot of sorry.
And I want to explain to listeners how this works. So basically, in this instance, as we're entering places, and there were lines, the majority of places we went to. Shannon's going in like a fullback, making a hole in the offensive line for me running with the ball. She's going in going, we're judges. Sorry, we got to sneak by. We got to get to the front. And I'm like spending the whole time behind you going, we got to taste all 30. We're on the clock. I'm sorry. And you're like charging through.
I didn't say I'm sorry to people. I was just like, excuse me, I'm sorry. We're judges. Got to get through. Like we only had so long to get – like to taste everything. And like people don't realize, like a lot of people, like you're probably at max, like nobody else is really going out there and tasting as many as we did other than the other judges, right? So you're not having to also walk in between all these places and get there. And like half our time was spent walking and half our time was spent tasting soup. And that was the entire day.
Yeah. I had a friend who I talked to them about it Friday that made it down, and they said they did seven and they tapped out after seven.
Yeah.
So we did good. So we made our decisions and submitted our thing. So if you didn't know, Simone's comes away third time, top soup. And that was we have to go to our sheets, which I kept mine.
Simone's is the Moroccan roasted carrot soup with spiced apple drizzle and hazelnut crunch. And let me just start by saying, like, when we got there, like, this was probably the one line I was gladdest to cut in front of and, like, just go up to the side and be like, hi, we're judges. Because that line was all the way – it was so long that I think it intersected with other lines at points and it was a little confusing where exactly that line ended and the other lines formed along J Street. Like, Simone's is just so well-loved in the community, and I think that is a testament to just sort of the great food that they make there. So I wasn't surprised. I mean, I even heard some people say they got back in line for second and third samples. Let me just say, if I – I don't know if I would have got back in line for a second or third sample if I wasn't a judge. Like,
yeah, that's
– yeah.
I think our top three, I think if we just were out and about.
Yeah.
Casual. I think on our top three, we would have gone. I think I would have gone through at least twice.
I think a suggestion to
Simone. Or brought friends and saying, I'll pay for it. You just get your hands out there.
Suggestion for Simone's next year is like, don't even have them wait to come up to the table and pay. Just have someone walking down the line taking dollars and someone handing soup. Just bring a tray. Just walk the line because like that, it's going to move people so much quicker.
But it's part of it. Year after year. I mean, again, hands down, we both agree. Now, full disclosure, we did not vote Simone's as number one.
Neither one of us did.
So not that we didn't enjoy it. Not that it was wonderful. We both voted for it as best presentation because part of
amazing.
The presentation is absolutely, you know, talking to Maureen Newfield from Downtown Schenectady Improvement Corp was most Instagrammable. It's kind of like how she described it. Without a doubt, they hit a home run on that. And they do every year. And they really did. So there's hands down without a doubt. But as far as like, taking it in and then digesting and things like that. And a lot of it is flavor profile. And we're going to talk about that. But we're going to do our top three here real quick. And again, everybody did a wonderful job. There was no, you know, there were things that there's certain flavor profiles that you and I do not prefer, which happens. But again, we had to taste 30, you know, the plan was 32. We got through 30. So ladies first, who is number three?
So I actually have a tie between those two. We really could only put one in for the suggestion. So I can't even honestly tell you which one it was. This is how much of a tie it is. Looking back now, I think I said 20 North. But it could have been Backstage Pub. Love them both. Think they easily could tie for third. And in fact, I think, if I'm not mistaken, they did come in. So Backstage Pub with their smoked brisket stew came in third overall, which is great to hear. And then 20 North came in under Most Creative for their squash chili. Both great flavor profiles by each of those. So
actually third, I did have 20 North Broadway. And what was interesting for us, and this is the second or third year, I think I've done Soup Stroll as a photographer and on assignment, is I think like a lot of people, you do gravitate towards J and then State. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of been it. But because we were judges, we knew, had a game plan of how we were going to go. So we did start out at the Stockade area and then worked our way towards J Street. So by the time we hit J Street, we had 7, 8, 9 done. And I think that was great because I had more photos from Maria's and Shay New and Broadway and Canvas Corks and Canvas. So it was nice to have more photos there to get those people some love for all the hard work they did. So for me, third was 20 North. And what's interesting is their menu item was Game Time Decision. Like they didn't really put out there what they were giving. So when you got up and you got that squash and the chicken, I just loved. Mm. It was a shredded chicken because we had a previous stop that had like a cube chicken. And again, the chicken is always done, but I like the shredded chicken more than I do a cube chicken in a soup because I think it tends to be – I thought it was tender. We had one person we talked to who actually thought it was more chewy. Mm. And I think it's just how you describe the palate taste. So to me, I loved it.
It was the sauce, the flavor, and they were a tough bird.
My note says the veggies were solid. They weren't soft, which is what you're looking for. I said, but maybe a little bit too raw. But again, we were there very early. We were there 11:30. So it was like first out of the kettle, out of the pot.
The biggest thing for me was like the squash sauce. As someone who has yet to try that on wings, I just thought that was phenomenal. I think when we were there, I actually said to the owner that I wish that they would jar that and sell it because I would buy it immediately without a doubt. So I hope that they keep this menu, this item on their menu because it would be really good. And I just want to go back and note that actually Backstage Pub won Most Creative, and I believe that was by how everyone voted. Versus like the judges' votes, Most Creative went to 20 North. So either way, I'm a winner in that category. So I picked both. Okay. So I really love that. And just to harken on Backstage Pub, they, you know, they had a really great, amazing flavor profile there too. Love the crispy potato that they put on top. But I mean, what really took the cake for me was the Sriracha Honey barbecue sauce that they also drizzle on there. And that just really added a lot of flavor to the bite. So
who's your number two?
Number two goes to Simone's. Pretty much no surprise there. I mean, it looked beautiful. It tasted phenomenal.
That
crouton bread thing they had with it. That, I mean, I literally ate the whole soup that way. Like, I was just,
I was
scooping it. And, like, I don't know. I've never had carrot soup, so this was a first for me. But, again, please keep this on your menu. I would probably go back. It was really good. And for them to be outside in the cold and for it to still be that flavorful and that good and that warm was amazing.
My number two, Mila's Restaurant and Bar with the My Big Fat Greek Wedding Soup. My first note on there is, wow. And it had such a strong, and it was delightful because, and I put down, it's got a great Parmesan flavor and then love the meatball. And it was kind of like that, it was that first really different taste with the garlic parm coming out of a soup. That was absolutely fantastic. What was funny is Mila's, again, also did serve outside. I think most of the staff were in like cold weather snowmobile suits because they're shaded. So even though the sun did come out, which helped us out get around, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. And it was a great punch of flavor on my palate. And I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed that. Drum roll, please. Shannon's number one is...
No surprise here. If you guys heard us talk in the preview, I am a huge tomato soup kind of person. So I feel like my number one is really no surprise when I think about it. It was the roasted tomato chicken tortilla at Maria's. Maria's Cafe and Catering. I just thought that, you know, if you can take a classic item and really do something where... My first bite was like, wow, I want to go back for seconds. Like, I would go back there today and get 3 containers of this immediately and use it for meal prep during the week. Like that's how good that was to me. It was phenomenal. I heard that when I was going in the door from people who were, like, leaving that this was probably the best for them. You know, we heard it from, you know, as we were going into other places, hey, have you guys done Maria's yet? I mentioned it to people. Like, that's how much the flavor profile was just great there. I can't say enough about it. And it did win judges' vote for best overall. And I'm trying to see if it won anything else. And it took second for best overall in general. So,
Number one, we did agree on most of our top threes, but I gave my top vote to Backstage Pub because of that smoked brisket stew with the crispy potato, sriracha, and honey barbecue. It was, and again, and this was one of the challenges, this was soup 26, 27. I mean, this is late.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of food in us. So you get to that point where you need something to knock your socks off. And for me, that's what happened with Mila's. And then that also happened shortly after with Backstage Pub. And just the brisket, just that tender, moist, flavorful, and then everything that went along with it and the vegetables that were in there, it just knocked my socks off on that. So without a doubt, I mean, so much love to Backstage Pub and all those that got top three. So everybody did a great job. I just want to throw out another couple names that we talked about. We had some fun. We did some creamier brothy with some people who are Soup Stroll regulars. Some video that's up on Instagram, and it's also on our YouTube page. Bittersweet Candy. We kind of went back and forth on it. This is one we disagreed a little bit, only because it took you by surprise, because Bittersweet Candy came out with the spiced Mexican chocolate soup. So
might have been almost too spicy.
Right. Yeah. I fell in love with it. I thought it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
And it was right up there.
I love it. I don't necessarily know if it'd be a soup. I think it's a nice hot chocolate. If you want to do a hot chocolate stroll, I'm all good for that too. As long as none of it's white chocolate. But I don't know that it's when I think of a soup, I feel like it's got, and I say this as someone who technically loves tomato soup, and I want to be like, I feel like it should have more than just one ingredient, but you can't really do that with tomato soup. But it didn't have the consistency of soup for me.
In a sense, it's a brothy soup, but
yeah. It was still very good. It was like when we were having it, I mean, my mouth was on fire.
It was.
Yeah, we had to get water after that one.
We did get water after that. It really took, what was interesting is it really took you by surprise.
Yeah.
It really, for whatever reason, in that moment, it really hit you. The spice hit you really hard. It was very welcoming on mine. The couple of marshmallows in there were wonderful. And then we're going to talk spicy again.
That's not to say I don't love you, Bittersweet. I still love you.
Oh, yeah.
The Java chocolate there, guys. The coffee chocolate. Ugh. I'll eat a whole thing in one sitting. So
she
I'm
did.
Just putting that out there.
Yes,
love you guys.
I was then directed to don't get Shannon the larger bag. Stan, can you get me the smaller one? Because I ate the whole thing.
Yes, exactly.
Speaking of spicy, Armory Studios with the Spicy Phoenix.
Yes.
Again, it was a 9+ on my sheet.
Yeah, if I had to do a top five, they're definitely in my top five for sure.
And it was funny because we were joking around. And my note is like, tear to my eye.
Yeah.
Spice warm on a cold day. And it was, I thought, I mean, it was, and Chef warned us. The chef that made it actually works at All Town Fresh as the chef there. And he was invited in to make this soup with Arsenio, one of the New York Phoenix players, who was a lot of fun. And so this is my pitch. Not only did I love the soup so much, but I said to Arsenio that I'm campaigning with coach of the New York Phoenix that they draw up a play that's called Sriracha, and that's going to be an alley-oop with Arsenio, who stands, I believe, 6'9", if I'm not mistaken. I said, I want coach to call a play that's called Sriracha, and I want you to do an alley-oop, and it all comes out of the experience with this soup here at Armory.
Yeah, I mean, right off the bat, that had my lips tingling. Like, that's how I knew it was so good. It was that spicy. And towards the end, like, I mean, it gets really hard to try and finish every sample, but that was one that I probably ate 95% of it.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the very last stops. But I mean, overall, just phenomenal showing. I think that if there is one takeaway, I don't think we need more than 32 soups in a year. I want participation, but it gets hard, guys. It gets harder and harder the more you have to add in, which is probably why Stan pointed out we will never be judges for Chowder Fest, because there's about 80 samples for that.
Yeah.
So
that's all fan-based, so I don't blame him on that one.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. But I mean, also one other shout out, Katie O'Byrne's Guinness potato cheddar. That was good. The bacon on the top was, I wasn't necessarily expecting it, but it was just the right, like, additional flavor that they needed in it.
And you were so hesitant on that because it said Guinness in the front. You were so hesitant.
I'm not a Guinness person.
You were I'm not a beer person. I don't know.
Yeah. So I do want to shout them out because, I mean, I don't know how they did overall because we don't get to see the full breakdown, but if they weren't even in the top five,
everybody had lines.
Yeah.
I think every stop had lines.
I don't think there was a place we went to that didn't have a line.
It was not quick anywhere.
Yeah.
Only towards the very, very end, we had like one or two we were able to sneak in because we were like at the 3 o'clock point too, so things were winding down. This one came up, and this was an interesting experience. Again, this was late, and again, this is the uniqueness. And the SUNY, the Schenectady County Community College food truck, again, behind Proctor's, there on Broadway, had an Ozoni, because that's how it looks like it's spelled. Basically, it was a new Lunar New Year soup or a Chinese New Year soup. It was a broth and it had a lot of fish in it and things like that. And I know that's not your flavor. That was a tough one for you to like, okay, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Because I got to say I did. And I was like, you know, you don't get as big as I am by being fussy. So I'm like, I'm all in. And what my note says is, for not knowing what it was, I was thrilled. Chunks of fish and different items that – and I told people about this. Like, I would probably never order this. I would never see it on a menu and be, I'm intrigued and things like that. But because it was offered as part of Soup Stroll and we're rolling around trying these things, it hit. It really, really hit. And again, because of what it is in the fish, it was probably maybe salty or too salty for some people, but it hit well for me. So just kudos for being that creative and the timeliness of it in that time of year. I thought it was really great. And then I've got one last one. Do you have anything, any other one you want to?
Not any other I want to specifically point out. I mean, like I said, there were some really, like, just memorable soups. I hope that the takeaway that everybody gets from Soup Stroll is to keep these items on their menu, you know, continue to play on them. I think that, if anything, the Soup Stroll continues year after year to show just how important our local restaurants and businesses are.
Because,
just amazing. I have said this from the day I moved here. Schenectady has one of the greatest food scenes ever.
Food City, USA, man. I'm pushing it. Yeah.
Without a doubt, one of the greatest. I'm from Syracuse, and there are a lot of great food places there, too. Don't get me wrong. Central New York, all the way. Love it. Can't say enough about it. But to come here and have as many festivals and strolls and just things that we do in, you know, Little Italy, J Street, like...
State Street.
I mean, it, like, when people ask me where they should go, or I'm like, I still need to go. There are so many places I still need to go. And my list grows all the time. And it grew even more this past Saturday from the Soup Stroll, because now I'm just like, without a doubt, I can at least go back and hopefully get the soup. So, I mean, just all around, just great time and good job to everybody.
And then my last shout, Terra Kitchen, beef, mushroom, toasted barley.
Oh, yes. Why did I not shout that one out? Never, that was phenomenal.
Never in my lifetime would I see that on the menu, any place I've eaten, and go, yeah, let me get some of that. I'm not a barley guy. I'm not a coffee guy.
No, they're definitely in my top five.
The whole thing was, I mean, it was right off the stove. So it was piping hot. It was so refreshing. Because we were chilled a little bit. It was a thicker broth, soft.
Also,
barley.
They gave you way above the 3 ounce size.
Yeah, it was a tall cup.
Yeah.
We were probably like a 4 ounce serving.
Please keep that on the menu all day.
There was a line all day.
Please, if you listen to this podcast, that is my one request, is all of our shout outs, please keep these on the menu. Because I guarantee when I have time to stop in, or if I need a quick lunch, I'm probably maybe not in the summer, but like,
yeah, just send it. We'll give you the easy one. Just send news@dailygazette.net and in the subject line say Stan and Shen soup, and it'll get forwarded to us. That's the easy one to remember versus our names and stuff like that. And then it would be remiss if I didn't thank and talk about the joy. It was late joy because our judging took us longer than we had planned, but Newsy made an appearance for us. And so appreciative for Newsy for coming on and hanging around J Street that last hour. And we took a lot of photos. They're up on our photo gallery. Newsy in an apron with the big soup stirrer. Again, Newsy always smiling, and people just gravitate to Newsy. Kids love Newsy, but it's so funny the amount of adults and kindly saying older adults, the gray hairs, as we'll just politely call them, just love seeing Newsy and getting taken photos with Newsy and high-fiving Newsy. And it was
funny because when we were doing our sort of close out Facebook Live, we had – it was hard. And you'll see me in the video sort of looking to the side because people were stopping as Newsy was like behind us, because Newsy gets a handler because it is a job in which you need someone there to help sort of coordinate everything. Yep. And so watching people sort of come off to the side to take quick photos of Newsy just sort of standing
all
there
on
was,
their own. Yeah,
it was great. Funny. And as someone who has a little bit more knowledge about Newsy than most other people, and I'll just put it that way, it is a great experience anytime Newsy's out in the community. Yeah. I didn't stick around. I went home and took a nap. Won't even lie.
Of course you did.
I did not stick around for Newsy. I was done judging. I was ready to go home. I needed a nap.
Peace
I took out. A very, very nice long hour. Probably could have been 2 hours, 2.5 hour nap. And then did some laundry. So that was my night. I didn't even eat dinner because I was I was so full.
I
had a banana for breakfast and then soup all day.
I had some roasted pecans I made and then more water to get me through the night, and that was it. But it was wonderful. Yeah. So again, thank you so much, Maureen Newfield, Downtown Schenectady Improvement Corp. Keep up the good work. Thank you for being kind and actually palling around with us for a bit.
Yes.
Which was a lot of fun. And
thank you to everyone who participated, all the people
and
who let us
politely
cut in line. A lot of you were fun about it. So we appreciate that. We even had people at some points when we walked in being like, ooh, there goes the judges.
Yes.
So that was fun. Boosted our egos a little here at the Gazette. And I mean, got to see my photo in the paper for the umpteenth time, this time with the title Celebrity Judge attached to it. So that's always fun, a little joking in the office about using terms loosely.
Yes.
But it was a great time, and, you know, honestly, would not be mad if we got invited back next year. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
Nudge, Maureen. We're now trained.
Yeah.
So we could be almost versus Celebrity Judge. We might
expert be judges.
Expert judges.
At this point, we're expert MCs and we're expert judges. Yeah, yeah. Invite us back for the parade.
Our resume is growing thanks to all our friends.
Yes. Well, I thank you, everybody. we appreciate it. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. And the food tour isn't over.
No. In fact, it's probably just getting started. So coming up next on the podcast, we'll be talking about potentially two more food things that will be hitting back-to-back this time, heading over to Saratoga County, which is actually the area that I cover most frequently, and actually the two areas I cover most frequently for the paper, which is Chocolate Fest and Boston Spa coming up, and then Chowder. Yes.
The 7th.
Yep, and then Chowder Fest literally the morning after.
7th, 8th.
Yes. So prepare yourselves for some chocolate and some chowder. And I think they did that on purpose to put the C words right next to each other.
Boston Spa falls under First Friday.
Yeah.
And Chowder Fest is always Super Bowl Sunday. And then we'd be remiss if we didn't congratulate Amsterdam on another phenomenal soup fest.
Correct.
Eden was out there and they said they had a wonderful time. And a lot of photos taken and response. Everyone was happy to see the Daily Gazette family out there covering it for the Recorder and the votes there. And thanks Rob Spagnola and Michelle Pollock for being on the podcast heading in. Again, Maureen Newfield, a big thanks for being on the podcast heading in.
Yeah, big shout out to Creekside Tavern who won this year's contest.
Yep, back to back for that. Yeah, I think they went back to back. They had the Chicken Cord on Blue last year.
Yep.
And this was the corn Chicken Corn Chowder. It's a corn chowder or something to them. And our friends at Lion's Den did not get most unique, which was – and that went to Schwalbacher Brewing, a brand new location. Took some photos of them for their grand opening, their first soup fest with their shrimp coconut, and was well received there. So everybody did a great job. We got more food coming up.
It was Chicken Cordon Bleu.
Last year?
No, I believe they won on Chicken Cordon Bleu this
year. It was
a
chicken corn chowder.
I'm trying to pull it up, and it's.
I think I typed it, so. We're going to solve it before we're going to talk about the anniversary of the Stan and Shen show next week.
Correct, as we prepare for the one and only Chocolate Fest.
And we will have
and a late Friday night.
And we have a great audio drop coming in from the anniversary show. So stay tuned. That's it. Well, you're going what? What are we going to talk about?
No, what is the audio drop?
Oh, you know.
Oh God. It's like,